freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The show where you can literally take control. Isn't that right, Manwich?
It's all yours. Just call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. All we're going to do is ask you your name, where you're from, what you want to talk about, how you're listening to the show.
And in regards to the what you want to talk about question, that's it, just that one question. And one word will do fine for an answer. We're not going to ask you 20 questions. We don't ask you who your grandmother is or what her bra size is or anything like that. If you've ever been screened by a call screener before, you know what the usual way they do things is. We're not that way on this show. Literally anything goes. Political, personal, rant you want to get off your chest, anything that might happen to be on your mind. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com on our bulletin board system, which is now back up and running. We had some trouble this afternoon, but there's hundreds of people that interact there on a daily basis. There are thousands of posts, so be sure you go there and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Now, I don't know. I can't say for sure, as I've never attempted to call in to Sean Hannity's show. I could guess that he's probably got some pretty heavy call screening going on.
I bet
there.
He does. Sure. I mean, he has a huge call volume, and he doesn't take as many calls as we do. He has the same length of show, pretty much. Well, his is three now, ours is two. But, he doesn't. Of course, he has to screen heavily.
Absolutely. Now, again, we'll take.
He's not going to take people that disagree with him that are articulate, you know?
I see.
He's not ready for a good debate, really.
I don't think he would take any of our callers.
Probably not. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right about
we
that.
We have some doozies, and then we have some ones that are kind of loopy.
We'll take anybody. Yeah. I mean, we've had some very intelligent calls, and we've had some people who are drunk and stoned call the show. I mean, anything goes on Free Talk Live. Anyway, we're reading something from LouRockwell.com, and you can interrupt the show anytime at 800-259-9231, but this one gentleman is tearing Sean Hannity a new one, basically. He says, in order for Hannity to be a great American, he'd have to come on the air on both his radio and television programs and denounce everything that, as you put it, Kubla Bush represents. Jason, Jason made a correction during the news break that the article writer called him Genghis Bush, but
it would be more appropriate to call him Kubla Bush.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because Kubla was son, nephew, grandson to Genghis.
I'm going to say nephew because
I'm pretty sure it was nephew. And Kubla was more of a leader. Genghis was just a destroyer.
So he's suggesting that they should say something like this at the top of one of these shows like Sean Hannity. George Bush continues to turn America into a police state with both of the oxymoronically named Patriot Acts, lest we forget the war in Iraq. That, my friends, is not a person who embodies the ideals of capitalism, freedom, and liberty. Furthermore, President Bush says he's a man of unwavering Christian faith. However, I don't see the murder of tens of thousands, of maybe even hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, Americans, and people of other nationalities involved in the Iraqi debacle as Christian acts. In actuality, Hannity and his other Bush apologist talking head colleagues, like Rush Limbaugh, are spoon-fed their information by Bush and his Legion of Doom cabinet members. They are the ministers of propaganda, much like Joseph Goebbels. Hannity prevents the true meanings of the words capitalism, freedom, and liberty. Perverts the true meanings of those words in order for them to fit into Bush's actions of socialism, incarceration, and a perpetual police state. Another perversion is Hannity's theme song for his radio program. The song attempts to connect the resurrection of Jesus Christ with the war in Iraq. I'm not the one. I haven't heard this song. Have you?
No. Thank goodness.
I'm not one of the 12 apostles, so I don't know firsthand. Yet I'm quite certain that Jesus Christ would not advocate mass murder in any way, no matter how one tries to explain the reasoning. And really, if we get down to brass tacks, wasn't Jesus a brown man? I mean, if indeed he really was a man and everything.
He was a Sephardic Jew.
I don't know what that means.
One of the darker Jews.
Yeah, he was most certainly one of the darker skinned fellows.
Yeah.
In actuality, everything.
As opposed to Ashkenazi Jews, which are like white.
Got it. Everything Sean Hannity does is an apology for Bush's actions. Suppose that next Tuesday Bush announces an economic stimulus plan where the entire population has to fork over 95% of their earnings to the federal government in order to jumpstart the economy.
I bet it'd pass in Florida.
Hannity would be on the air proclaiming that Bush is the greatest economic visionary in the history of man. People would question the logic of Bush's decision, saying, it's outrageous to pay 95% of your income to the federal government. Hannity's retort would be that Bush is only beating the liberals at their own game. Your money's safer with George Bush and the GOP, as opposed to letting the liberals have it. George Bush will spend it wisely. Just imagine what the Democrats would do with your money. All of you out there have to recognize that the people against this economic stimulus plan are liberals, plotting against the president to make him look bad. My friends, don't be duped by the liberal bias machine.
I will agree with a little bit of it. Don't be duped by the liberal bias machine. And liberals don't know how to spend your money.
Hannity will immediately accuse you as either a liberal or a traitor to the United States of America for speaking out against Bush. All of this is a smokescreen to hide that George Bush and his goons are complete hypocrites. How can Hannity claim that protectionist trade policies represent capitalism? How can he claim that being incarcerated at Guantanamo Bay forever without a trial represents freedom? How can he claim the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and national identification cards are consistent with the principles of liberty? The answer to all three questions is that John Hannity cannot claim any of these actions are consistent with the principles of capitalism, freedom, and liberty. They are indeed the exact opposite. Hannity's only desire is to see the size and scope of government increase, as long as a Republican is responsible, of course. Thus, Sean Hannity is not a great American. He's a great Soviet. Great indictment. That was enjoyable. And that applies to every one of them. Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, Michael Savage...
All completely unprincipled.
They are all unprincipled, and all of them get on the air and tout how great of Americans they are and how they got the patriotic music blasting in the background, and then they rip and tear up the liberals. And we're not liberals on this show either, just in case you just tuned in. I'll go ahead and attack George W. Bush and Bill Clinton equally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an equal opportunity attacker.
Big government Democrats and big government Republicans alike.
They're all the same.
If there only was a Republican of small government with which to hold up as an example, there is Ron Paul from Texas, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Can count them on one hand. And if there was a small government Democrat out there, we'd praise that person as well. And to be fair, from time to time, some of the Republicans support some small government issues, and some of the Democrats support some small government issues. But overall, they are overwhelmingly in favor of more and more government. And it really is just... Do you really think that these other talk show hosts are, like, totally just complicit with whatever the Republicans do? Is that how it works? Or are they trying to make a... Like, are they trying to cover up for what's really going on in this country?
I think that they believe that there's two teams, and they picked the team that they believe most closely represents their beliefs. That's it.
And they don't bother to even question the motives of the team. They don't question what the team's leadership is doing.
They don't have the principles that the Libertarian Party does. They don't have the principles of nonviolence.
I guess so, but for all the talk about smaller... Don't they talk about it? Do they...
Oh, yeah.
I heard Rush Limbaugh. I actually tuned in for a little bit while I was driving around the other day and heard Rush Limbaugh's show for about 4 or 5 minutes. And I heard what he was saying sounded good. I mean, he was talking about freedom and liberty and small government. But
where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it? See, it's not Bill Clinton who turned me into libertarian. It's George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It was... The Republicans being in office and seeing what they actually do with it. Republicans in office sure don't act like anything like Republicans out of office sound like.
Hell no.
I mean,
And Republicans who aren't in office and the Republicans who voted for the Republicans who are in office doing these things should be ashamed of themselves.
I am one of those Republicans. I voted those people in.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, if you've got comments, if you want to change the topic, you can do that as well. Take control, 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite. We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can get on the phone and talk to us about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We've just been all over the place tonight. There hasn't really been anything meaty. Nothing real juicy in the news. And yes, we've been ignoring the Ten Commandments thing. Okay, that is somewhat juicy, but I say we wait. And we actually were getting into an argument about this before the show. I say we wait until
they rule on the Ten Commandments thing.
And I say that we make no difference in the equation if we don't talk about it beforehand. Is all we do is complain about it. We cry and moan after the ruling's been made by the Supreme Court. Wah, look what they did. Wah.
But then I'm more passionate if they rule that the Ten Commandments.
But you know that 75% of the time they're going to rule anti-freedom.
Yeah. Okay, but they might. But sometimes they rule in favor of what Ian wants, and then I'm
great. And
more
then you
passionate
can,
in
then
the
you
other
can
direction.
Claim success like Rush Limbaugh does.
I predicted this.
99.75% right.
One hand tied behind my back.
1-800-25.
I can tell lies and bend innuendo with one half of my brain tied behind my back.
Hey, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. We have got hundreds of people who've elected to do that as well. They want to keep informed. They want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live. And whenever there's some sort of news to announce about the show, it always comes to you straight to your email box if you're a member of the updates list, which you can do for free at freetalklive.com. Now, which... what's going on in the state of Oregon right now?
Well, I got a little article here that says, bill would hold game makers accountable for players' actions. Seattle. Should the people who make and sell violent video games, and they have violent and video in quotations, which, is it not really a video game? I don't know. Be held accountable if someone... sorry, just a little grammatical thing there.
Yes. Editor made a mistake.
Yes. Should the people who make and sell violent video games be held accountable if someone commits a crime because of playing them? Because of playing them, that's the problem. The first, you know, right in there in the first sentence, I see our problem. They've committed a violent act. It has nothing to do with what video game they had played in the past.
Does it do something for the individual? I mean, let's say little Johnny goes out and kills five people, and then once he gets arrested for it, says, but I played Grand Theft Auto. Does he get a discount on his time spent if they manage to bring the company up on charges as well?
They've been trying this same... well, at this point, it's just probably victims trying to cash in.
Yeah, get the old get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, the get-out-of-jail-free card doesn't come. I mean, they were trying it with Dungeons and Dragons in the 80s, and they've been trying it with AC/DC.
I really thought I was a level 17 dungeon master.
Sorry, this defense doesn't work, guys. Just doesn't work. Nobody's going to let you out because of this. All right. That's something our state, so it's Seattle, so it's Oregon, state lawmakers are considering to open game makers up to more liability.
Wow.
House Bill 2178 proposes to hold the makers and sellers of violent video games liable if someone under 17 years old commits a crime due in any part to playing the game.
So that is crazy.
That means if somebody under 17 commits a crime, then it's a video game because every kid has played a video game.
Sure. That's true.
It's ridiculous.
So the result of that, I mean, if this... now, this is a proposed bill. It hasn't passed yet.
Right.
Of course, Oregon's known for passing some crazy stuff. If it does pass, I think it would be in the best interest of game manufacturers to just not sell their games.
Absolutely.
Right?
You shouldn't sell your games in Oregon.
There's way too much liability.
Right. Now, could they... what if someone smuggled the... what if, as a game manufacturer, I said, that's it, they passed this law, pull them off the shelves, we're done, we're not selling in Oregon anymore, no, none of our mail-order divisions, nobody who sells our games, everybody who buys our games wholesale, you can't sell in Oregon.
Plus, there's a little label printed on the back of the game that says, warning, this game cannot be played in the great state of Oregon.
Right. Now, you said this happened in Seattle?
Well, it's off of KOMO 1000's news.
So Seattle's reporting on Oregon news, right?
KOMO Channel 4.
Okay, got it. So would that absolve them from responsibility if they legally try to cover, CYA and
I wouldn't think it. I actually don't think it would.
So if little Johnny managed to buy the game in Seattle, for instance, and then went over into Oregon and played it.
Seattle is in Oregon.
There's Seattle, Oregon?
I'm sorry, Washington. I got confused on my states.
Yeah,
so it's Washington that's doing all this.
Yes, my mistake.
All right, so little Johnny goes and buys a game in Oregon and then takes it into Washington, plays it, kills a few people, and then pawns it off on the game. They could still bring them to trial?
I would think that they probably could.
If there's any lawyers out there that could answer that, 800-259-9231.
It's a crazy bill.
Yeah, why don't they just add that anybody who commits a sex crime that has played a game with nude breasts in it. Could be
or ever seen a movie that shows a naked person in it.
Or violence.
Or read a comic book.
Yeah.
It's really slippery slope if you pass this bill, because this extends beyond video games into pretty much every facet of entertainment.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that.
Sex and violence is just about all of our entertainment.
Yeah, more or less.
Thus, you watch Channel 3 with the Winnie the Pooh. And
in fact, the FCC just recently ruled on Saving Private Ryan. As you may remember, last year, there was a point in the year at which some ABC was going to run Saving Private Ryan unedited, right? They're going to have all the language and all the violence still in the movie. And that's the way it should be, by the way. I totally support that.
Obviously.
And but they were breaking from the norm, which is they usually out of these movies.
I think they can substitute crap for the F word and substitute blast for the G.
I love the one of my favorites is Tremors, and the TV version of that movie. Fred Ward says Judas Priest instead of Jesus Christ.
I actually use Judas Priest as an expletive.
Did you?
My grandmother used to use it all the time.
Really? Oh, Judas Priest.
Yeah. Sounds like her. Except she wasn't from Wisconsin.
So, I always find that kind of amusing, you know, what they use to dub over the words with, and that's fun. Especially if they do it with a different voice, like if they couldn't get Fred Ward to come in and record the dub lines.
Refused to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as movies on TV, the dubbing over the curse words doesn't really bother me as much as showing widescreen movies in full screen.
Don't get me started.
Or dare I say, pan and scan.
Don't get me started.
What's the difference between full screen and pan and scan?
No, you don't want this.
No, you don't want to know.
You've started me now. Pan and scan is when it fills the screen. And we're talking nowadays we have two different kinds of TV sets. You've got the 4x3 sets, and you've got the 16x9 sets. Now, 4x3 is what you have, man, which the squarish kind of set.
Yeah.
And then you've got the widescreen, which is 16x9. And the way things used to be is that the movies would be recorded in a 2-to-1 ratio, meaning the screen is 2 times longer than it was high, or even a 2.35-to-1 ratio.
Wow.
That's Panavision. That's the way a lot of action movies and things like that are filmed. That's where it's a rectangle on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you translate that, and the reason why directors started doing that, they didn't, like with Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind was shot as a 4-to-3. The reason why directors did it is because your vision is more of a rectangle. So it's more of a vistascape. It's more of a landscape kind of a way to shoot film. But the TVs were squarish, so there's only two ways you could fit things on TV, and we'll explain the rest of that coming up. It's a pet peeve of mine. 800-259-9231, and Jason's as well, I guess. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. If this bores you to tears, change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Carfenic Minute. Peacocks are famous for them, and Crayolas made a fortune on them. But what do colors reflect about car owners? When I come back, we'll split the automotive prism. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Carfenic Service, we use durable Scotch shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scotch shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scotch shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Move over, Skittles. We don't just taste the rainbow, we drive it. And here's what different colors revealed about vehicle owners. According to the British Royal Auto Club, black cars are driven by ambitious status seekers. Green cars are favored by traditional elitists and blue by sociable team players, while white wins for the dutiful and methodical. Gray's great for the understated and cautious, but silver says you're stylish and somewhat pompous. Red still screams you're outgoing, impulsive, and easily bored. Though not listed, if you drive a yellow car, like a taxi, I'm sure your friend friendly, trustworthy, and always on time. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything, political, personal, anything goes on the show. It's Ian here with you.
And least favorite co-host, Jason.
Ooh. Oh, are you the worst on the site? And Manwich.
Oh. By a large margin.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I could go the way of network sitcoms and just add sexual connotation to everything I say.
Right. Double entendre.
Exactly.
That's right.
800-259-9231. FreeTalkLive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in, and they're part of the Shrine. You can be one as well if you're a female. That's the only qualification you need. It's not a beauty contest, so be sure you get interactive and check that out at freetalklive.com. Now, I have to finish the explanation, man, which because you asked, what's the difference between pan and scan and letterbox, right? Or widescreen?
Did I say that? Go ahead.
Okay. 16 by 9 versus 4 by 3. Now, 4 by 3 is your old school TV, the squarish looking TVs.
Okay.
16 by 9 are your newer, hip, newfangled widescreen TVs.
Okay.
Now, I remember when I was working at Kmart, I used to work at the Big K for 3.5 years, and Titanic came out on video. And it was the first time, I think, in the history of at least me working there, and maybe in the history of Kmart, period, that they had ever sold a widescreen video before. They were selling both versions. They had the full-screen video and the widescreen video. Now, the widescreen video has the black, the much-dreaded black bars at the top and the bottom of it. And it would amaze me how many people just didn't get it. They'd go and buy it and then bring it back and, what are these black bars covering up my movie for?
Well, that's so you can see the whole thing, sir.
Right, and it was just like a nightmare trying to explain to these people why it is that, well, the black bars allow you to see the movie as the director intended because you can actually see the entire frame. Because if you've got a frame that's 2 times as wide as it is tall, but you're trying to display it on a TV that doesn't fit those same dimensions, you literally have to either put the black bars on it to show the whole thing, or you have to crop in and only show 50% of that picture. So if you're watching a movie and it's in full screen, but it was originally released in the movie theaters, your odds are you're missing about anywhere from, I would say, 25 to 50% of the actual goings-on in any given frame of that film.
So they just crop out the least important parts, generally.
Well, according to whoever's doing the cropping. Usually it's not the director of the film who's doing the cropping, and most directors, you know, they filmed it a certain way for a certain reason, and they wouldn't want to have their film cropped, period. I mean,
exactly.
They understand that they have to in order to sell it to people, because people just don't get it. So they understand that much, but yeah, okay, so if you've got 3 characters on screen and 2 of them are talking, odds are the 3rd character will be cropped out. So you're right about that. But it could be argued that everything that's on screen is important. I tell you, man, whenever I watch a movie that I've never seen before in widescreen, and I watch it in widescreen, it's like a whole new movie to me. I mean, there are sometimes some really key details that get cropped out. because in some frames, in some scenes of some movies, there is so much going on, you know, maybe there's a conversation, but in the background on the other side of the screen, some sort of really key plot point is hit.
Yeah.
Or just a nice detail that would just normally have been missed and just leave something out of the plot, make the movie seem less whole than it should. It's really amazing the things that you miss. So the black bars are your friends, listeners. They're your friends. All right, there we go.
That was a public service announcement.
That's right. Black bars are your friends.
Brought to you courtesy of Free Talk Live.
And still, some people are getting angry because the widescreen TVs aren't widescreen enough for some movies, because some movies are so widescreen, they still have to have the black bars. And so some people get upset and they say, I bought this TV so I didn't have to see them black bars no more. Some people will never learn. 800-259-9231. Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman told a group of fourth graders on Monday that if he was marooned on a desert island, the one thing that he would want to have with him is not a prostitute.
Slot machine?
No, not a slot machine. Again,
Las Vegas Mayor.
Las Vegas Mayor. A bottle of gin. Again, talking to fourth
one
graders. Yeah. An endless bottle. Probably like, you know, the genie in the bottle kind of
magic. Magic right. Bottle of gin.
And when a student quizzed Goodman about his hobbies, he replied that, sure enough, drinking was one of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
And the school principal was actually present for this entire thing. So
this wasn't the principal? I thought you said it was.
No, this is the mayor.
The mayor
of Las Vegas.
I guess he's trying to make sure that folks don't move away, because we're better in America to drink. Las Vegas.
Goodman was unapologetic for his comments that came during his visit to the elementary school in North Las Vegas. He said, I'm the George Washington of mayors. I can't tell a lie. If they didn't want the answer, the kid shouldn't have asked the question. It's me. What can I do? Goodman was at the school with other special guests to read to the students as part of the Nevada Reading Week. The school
principal think that thing through again, aren't they?
The school principal and the president of the Nevada PTA said Goodman's alcohol-related comments were inappropriate for the young audience. And George Ann Rice, associate superintendent bureaucrat for human resources at the Clark County School District, said although she was unaware of the mayor's comments, if a school employee made similar comments, disciplinary action would have been taken. But in this case, he was just a guest, so nothing happens to him.
Right.
It might
should
be
have invited the mayor, I guess.
You kids want to come home with me tonight? I got some candy in my van.
Just because he's drunk doesn't make him a pervert. What's wrong with you people?
It might be a written or verbal warning that we could, but we could make it clear that kind of comment is absolutely unacceptable. Washington said the fourth graders didn't seem to pay attention to the mayor's gin and drinking comments. No one laughed. I think it just went over their heads. It probably did.
It probably
did. I mean, what fourth grade? Now, when I was in fourth grade, I wouldn't have had a clue as to what gin was. I mean, I might have gone home and said, Mom, what's gin? The mayor likes gin. So I do, too.
You know, I had alcohol when I was a kid.
Really?
And
what was your first experience?
I was probably somewhere in 9, 10.
Was it one of those things where you're at a party full of adults and someone hands you a beer? Here you go, man. Which
it wasn't a full beer. It wasn't.
You're a real man, which now.
I think I got a sip out of somebody's glass kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and my family's a little more continental in a lot of ways.
Continental.
Continental means like old school European kind of family. Giving wine or...
As opposed to provincial?
Provincial, right. Those are actually opposites.
Okay, got it.
Continental versus provincial.
I'm learning new words, thanks to you, man, which is good. You learn something new every night here. At least I do on Free Talk Live.
My family's a little more continental in that respect, and so they let me taste wine and beer. Now, I'm not saying that they're like old school Italians or anything like that, but, you know, I got to taste it, and I didn't like the taste because I'd much rather have Kool-Aid, right?
Right.
So I didn't drink it.
When was the next time you picked up the devil's drink?
I'm sure that I tried it a few times. I know that I tried it a few times at little parties and that kind of thing. But then, of course, you know, the teenage years hit and about 16 years old.
And that's when the floodgate opens.
Yeah.
Or the gin gate, rather.
I didn't even like the taste of it then either. I just sort of tolerated the taste of beer.
So there you go. The Las Vegas mayor admitting that drinking is his favorite hobby. Isn't that just a pathetic, pathetic waste of life? I mean, if that's what you're into, By all means, as long as you do it at home, okay? Or walk to the bar.
Keep it at home, Mayor.
Right. Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Although, I don't know if I'd mind to have an executive person drunk in office. Maybe he wouldn't be able to sign his name right on all the bills. Anyway, then you could throw him out as a result of it. This is Free Talk Live. You could take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live. Get on the phones.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, you can take control anytime just by dialing in. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there. We've got the broadband stream, we've got the dial-up stream, and there's more streams as well from some of our affiliates, so plenty of options to choose from, and they're all on the house at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or go online, freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or online at freestateproject.org. Jason, tell me about Germany and Canada and what is going on between the two.
Well, this is happening in Toronto. A white supremacist was deported Tuesday to his native Germany, where he faces charges. These are the charges he's facing of inciting hatred via the internet. That's Canadian immigration officials said. That's the charge. Inciting hatred via the internet.
That's a charge by German people. The Germans are charging him with that, right?
Yes. Okay.
Weird.
This fella, Ernst Zundel, who's aged 65, is the author of the book The Hitler We Loved. And why?
Oh, boy.
Now, Zundel's attorney said his client has been held in a Toronto jail for 2 years while authorities determined whether he posed a security risk to Canadians.
2 years?
They held him for 2 years.
You should be able to figure that out in the first couple of months whether or not, you know, something bad stopped happening.
Fortunately, his website is still available in Germany. So all those crazy Germans can yuck it up all they want.
What was his name?
His name was Ernst Zundel.
And the book was called what?
The Hitler We Loved and Why.
Interesting. I'm looking at Amazon.com just to see if they carry something like that. And it shows a book with the same title, but without that particular name as an author. According to Amazon, it was written by Christoph Friedrich and Eric Thompson.
Well, this is being read out of a newspaper.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
They don't do their best fact-checking, is what you're saying, right?
I'm just saying, you know, I don't like newspapers.
Inciting hatred over the Internet. Well, I wonder what that means.
How do you define inciting hatred over the Internet? I mean, Free Talk Live could incite hatred.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Probably incite a lot of hatred, actually.
Now, would that mean that if we got on a Canadian radio station that we could get deported to Canada in order to face those kind of charges?
No, it's the German charges that he's facing.
Right, but Canada held him for 2 years based on, was it different charges or?
No, same charges. They just didn't know what to do with them.
Well, those crazy Canucks can come and get me.
Why does it take so damn long to organize the extradition of people? I mean, I understand governments just don't work and they can't get anything right, but why is it so hard to ring, ring, hello? Yeah, this is the German extradition department. We're looking for Friedrich von Felsenhausen. Oh, yeah, we've got him here in this brig. He's been here for 2 years. What took you so long to call? Well, we're sending a plane. Hey, how hard could it be?
I can't imagine.
How much paperwork do they have to do? What is it that takes 2 years to get somebody from point A to point B? Can anyone explain it?
I don't have any answer.
I just don't like governments in general. You know, they're slow and monolithic, and this just sort of outlines...
Yeah.
Why they're silly.
You're absolutely right, and they don't get anything done in any decent amount of time. And I guess it's to his benefit. Now, who knows what kind of penalty he's going to be facing in Germany.
Well, he's been in prison. He's been in jail for the last 2 years. It's not like he's been yucking it up down at the casinos.
Well,
right
for all you know, he's going to be facing the death penalty over there. Who knows?
Do they have the death penalty in Germany?
I don't know. I did just read recently, completely unrelated, but I did read that Germany has now gotten up to something like an 11 or 12% unemployment rate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst depression since the 30s.
It's Germany's worst depression?
Well, that's because they don't let their... they have these regulations on how long a worker can work, and most of them aren't allowed to work more than 35 hours a week,
yep.
And they have to take 6 weeks vacation every year.
So, right, really?
Of course, they're not able to compete against Americans.
You have to take 6 weeks vacation?
Yes. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yep.
I mean, we've got a lot of similarities here in this country, and there are people in this country that would love to see the work week limited. There are they're basically communists that think that, oh, working 40 hours is way too much.
It's too much.
I disagree, actually. I think that if you want to be successful, you need to work more than 40 hours.
I just think that working 40 hours a week is too much.
In either case, opinions don't matter. People ought to be able to work as long as they choose.
Oh, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you've been busting your ass for so many years, then it's probably a good idea to take a break if you've been managing to save some money. But if you've got to pay a bunch of bills, you've got kids, you've got a mortgage to pay, you've got
to
get your ass out there. And if you're prevented by law from working more than 30 or 25, I mean, I've heard people project 20-hour work weeks for America. We think that Americans are hardworking and they deserve more leisure time.
Americans are so lazy. So lazy.
Yes, that's true.
And we don't need to put limits on the work week to make us lazier.
Yeah, to force laziness. Well, it's bad enough. We got enough lazy people as it is.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about forcing laziness on the industrious types.
I don't think so. I don't think that Americans are lazy, personally. I think that we have a reasonably good work ethic. And we're not in charge for nothing.
We're not in charge, by the way. What makes you think we're in charge?
Well, we are the superpower.
We can't beat a ragtag group of insurgents in Iraq, man.
That's because it's damn difficult for an army to chase around a bunch of insurgents.
Well, it's one thing to call yourself a superpower. It's another thing to back it up. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, you can say you're a superpower because you got all big bombs and weapons and everything, but proof's in the pudding. As far as I'm concerned, this is your show, Free Talk Live. We've got one more segment to go, and if you want to get on it, you better dial in now. 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps to burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the final segment of this edition of the show, the Wednesday night edition, but we do this thing 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. We do the Monday through Friday version from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time, and then the Saturday show, you get the bonus hour from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
The big bonus hour.
It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And according to the Advocates for Self-Government, look out, America, two British men are planning to crisscross the entire United States and engage in a massive weeks-long crime wave. They plan to break literally dozens of U.S. laws, and the brazen pair is even bragging openly about their plans to the media.
What are they going to do, streak?
Of course, there's more to the story. The laws they intend to break are of the so-stupid-you-can't-believe-it variety, and the U.S. has zillions of these, local, state, and federal, just begging to be broken. There are thousands of stupid laws in the United States, but we're limiting ourselves to breaking about 45 of them. Richard Smith told the UK Guardian newspaper among the laws that Smith and his partner in crime Luke Bateman are planning to violate include riding a bicycle in a swimming pool in California, cursing on a miniature golf course, also in California, whale hunting in the landlocked state of Utah. What? Sleeping in a cheese factory and for all those whales in the lakes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sleeping in a cheese factory in South Dakota. That sounds like a difficult one. I mean, you'd have to actually have the factory. Wouldn't you think you'd have to have the factory owner's permission to go to sleep in his factory?
Kind of sneak in and go to sleep.
I guess. Their trip will take an estimated 8 weeks and cover 18,000 miles, assuming, of course, they manage to evade capture from law enforcement. And the pair will face other difficulties as well. Driving round the town square 100 times in Oxford, Mississippi is going to take forever because there are no roundabouts. And I'm rubbish at walking on my hands, so crossing the street in Hartford, Connecticut while walking on them is going to be very difficult. Smith and Bateman are hoping to get a book deal to cover expenses and any possible fines. America has thousands of laughable laws, seldom or never enforced, according to dumblaws.com, which tracks such things. You can't keep a donkey in a bathtub in Georgia, you can't sing off-key in North Carolina, and you risk a whopping $500 fine if you detonate a nuclear device in Chico, California.
Wow.
And heaven help you, if you shoot a hole in a penny anywhere in America, you can get up to 5 years in prison for that.
It's true.
We can all get a good laugh from contemplating
You're pretty good if you can shoot a hole in a penny.
Such absurdities. Unfortunately, though, Americans are saddled with numerous other equally absurd and unjustifiable laws, and these are regularly enforced with harsh penalties, like the drug war. We refer to laws that prohibit all kinds of peaceful acts between consenting adults, laws against the use and sale of drugs, the carrying of handguns for personal protection, numerous consensual sexual activities, and so on. The enforcement of these laws destroys life, liberty, and property every day in America, and that's no laughing matter. 1-800-259-9231.
It's not.
No, it is not. And we take it as a very serious issue here on this show. You'll hear us talk about the war on drugs many times. We talk about it probably at least once a week on Free Talk Live. Anytime there's an excuse to talk about it, basically.
Yeah,
we'll figure out a reason.
Because in my belief, the war on drugs is one of the most egregious violations of our freedoms that has ever existed in this country.
I don't look at it from a freedom standpoint so much as I look at it from a safety standpoint. I feel like my safety is brought into question every single day by our drug laws. I think that somebody who is high on crack and wants to get a little more is much more likely to commit a crime if...
Hey, we got to run. It's been Ian here with you.
Yeah, and Jason.
And Manwich.
And yes, there's no music, but we do have to run. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Log on, freetalklive.com.
If you're tired...